Barb Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
Rare Bird Farm in the mountains of Madison County is an agricultural arts center that hosts performing arts, classes, workshops, and community events, all centered around the ideas of creativity, connection, and collaboration. While not a commercial farm, Rare Bird also raises animals, medicinal plants, and food. We spent some time with Mitchell Davis and Farah Hoffmeyer of Rare Bird to learn more. Mitchell and Farah moved to their Madison County farm from Charleston, South Carolina during the pandemic. Farah talked about how the move changed the pace of life for them.
We were forced to slow down, and that's one of the main reasons why we moved out here. So for me, I feel that slowing down is a big part of that process of getting to know people and understanding this place that we're in. It takes time and you can't rush it.
Rare Bird Farm is located in the beautiful but isolated Spring Creek community. Mitchell and Farah talked about what that isolation has meant for them.
We're 45 minutes from anything.
Yeah.
It's been great.
It's been
fantastic.
It's been amazing. Yeah. I don't miss the city at all. I mean, it's fun to go back, but I love the nature and the seasons and the people and the way of life out here is more connected than when you live in a bustling community, I think.
While searching YouTube to learn more about the music of Madison County, Mitchell and Farah found the film Music Makers of the Blue Ridge by David Hoffman. They shared more with us about the journey that resulted from this discovery.
We started looking at YouTube videos of music in Madison County, and that's how we discovered David Hoffman's films. And that film, he does an introduction pretty much pitching wanting to come back out here and haven't been out here since he made that film almost 60 years ago. And Mitchell and I were like, let's do it. Let's try it. Let's try to get him out here. And it took about a year. We kind of put it to the side and then reapproached it. And it happened. It worked. The tourism, Madison County Tourism Association funded part of it.
I think we created a documentary that we're very proud of that I think that tells an incredibly complex story, amazingly efficiently. Tim Duggan, the filmmaker, is incredibly talented in making a music video, but he did an incredible job at telling a really complex story. And so I'm proud of that. But I think part of the project was also like just being able to get to know the people here mm-hmm. who understand Madison County and understand its musical history. You know, yeah, we got to know Blue Ridge Heritage. We got to know you. We got to know Laura Boosinger at Madison County Arts Council. We got to know Ed Heron, Bascom's grandson, like all these people we got to meet in the project mm-hmm. That we've now built long-term relationships with. And I think then when you put out something that shows you were listening and paying attention, it says something about us, you know, and I think that was part of what we wanted to do was like also send a message of like, we can be valuable creative contributors to this community.
The project taught the Rare Bird crew several important lessons.
Well, I think we learned that there's always more to a history than you can tell. You know, we kind of naively stumbled into it by seeing a YouTube video, which was also kind of fascinating because the movie was made in 1965 and it wasn't put on YouTube until, you know, not long before COVID. So there was a chunk of over 50 years that it was very difficult to see this film, which, you know, was showing Madison County musicians playing on their porches in 1965 when the roads were dirt. It's just a fascinating snapshot of a time in history that hadn't really been seen for over 50 years. And so you know, I was fascinated that now, because of YouTube and the internet, you could just stumble into something like this. But you don't, we didn't know the whole history. We didn't know the history of how that film related to the people who played music in Madison County. And so we were able to learn that as it went along. And, you know, I was thankful we went to a meeting at the Madison County Arts Council with Laura Boosinger and Donna Rae Norton and Sheila Kay Adams. And, you know, part of it, I think, was feeling us out and kind of who we were, but it was also telling us this whole piece of the history of this film that we did not know. And it was not an easy thing to pull some strangers into a room and kind of tell them about this somewhat controversial history. But by doing so, it changed the entire tone of the project and changed the tone of how David Hoffman came back to Madison County. It changed the tone of the film we ultimately produced. And I was incredibly thankful that somebody took the time to pull us in and let us know that it
I think we learned that how important it is for people who are from here and been here to be the voice in storytelling of a place.
In partnership with the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, Rare Bird Farm will present the first fine-tuned sessions on May 4th, 2024. Mitchell shares more about this connection and the event.
I think the fine-tuned program to me, which I, you know, learned about in the process of doing that movie, to me is the best template I've seen for how this music goes from the past to the present to the future. And you know, the album, the fine-tuned album, which is incredible, captures like a moment in time and a sort of here's what we did to kind of create a base for this. But the future of it can, you know, go any direction. But it seems like the purpose of it is to try to connect old-time music to the future. And it's hard to know what that path exactly looks like. It's an exploration, but part of it, I think, is trying to do creative collaborations across genres, geographies, whatever that becomes, it seems, to kind of try to rework and re-envision the music. And I know you can see that in what was started. So I think this event we're doing is hopefully, and you know, there's a, I don't think this will be the only event. This is one of, I think, a lot of events around Fine Tune that'll tell that story. For us, it's our first full day event. Like, we host music, but we haven't really tried to put together a full program of artists over the course of a day. And so it's been fun. And, you know, again, you've been super helpful on this in terms of combining that kind of base of the fine-tuned artist that started it with some new faces and with some folks from other genres. And, you know, I hope this is just a baby step towards where that is going to eventually go and the experimentation that we can do out here around that base. But certainly the vision that was put in motion by Blue Ridge National Heritage Area with the program is something we resonate with, and hopefully this event every year can become a showcase for how that's developing and where it's going. I think that's what we're hoping.
what's on the horizon for Rare Bird Farm?
I don't think we have a fixed destination in mind. We don't really have a fixed idea of what this is or is going to become, which also requires patience. And I think gives you a lot more flexibility to kind of adapt to what's really happening rather than trying to like impose your vision on the circumstances.
To learn more about Rare Bird Farm, its events, and its mission, go to rarebirdfarm.org. And to learn more about the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, visit blueridgemusicnc.com.
Down the road he comes to the turn, a rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.